In the working world, the swing shift occurs between days and nights. In investing, swing trading is what happens in a few days to a couple of weeks.
My time is worth money.
Looking at that time frame isn't the same as long-term investing or day trading. It takes a certain vision to find the fundamentals, technicals, and or catalysts that can make the stocks and ETFs move.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
This is the swing shift from the traders at RagingBull.com. Experts at analyzing the indicators to find stocks and ETFs worth that you might want to take a swing at.
You want to feel how hard I can punch?
Remember, at RagingBull.com, shift happens.
Yes, it does. And if you want to figure out how to play the various shifts in the market, but you also want to figure out how you can make money as a swing trader, well, there's nobody better to talk to than Petra Hess. She is the editor at PetraPicks.com. Petra's Picks is the name of her newsletter. It is part of the Raging Bull community. She is online at PetraPicks.com, RagingBull.com, on Twitter at Raging Bull. But right now she's here. Petra Hess, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
As we got through the end of last week and even into the weekend, there was I heard a bit of a refrain kind of underlying some market action, and it goes just like this.
I love gold!
Yeah, we had a little bit of action in gold and a lot of talk over the weekend about gold. And I know you're looking at gold, but you aren't necessarily ready to get quite that animated in loving gold at this point. Explain what you see and what's going on.
So last Friday, we had a big move in gold. I think it was about $16 in the spot price on gold. And it pushed the Spider Gold Trust, the GLD, up over the 50-period moving average with really good volume last Friday. If you look at it on a weekly graph, though, for last week, we had big volume on Friday. Week over week, it wasn't the biggest volume surge I've seen. And of course, if we want gold to move, we need to see silver move. So silver also very nice move on the daily, starting to break out of an ascending triangle over the 200 with some volume. On a weekly though, that's the third week of a decline in volume on silver. So getting some signals that don't add up in this trade. And the GDX, which is the gold miners ETF for senior miners, volume coming in on Friday. On a weekly, week over week, volume is down. Now, what you want to see happen first with gold is you want to see the junior miners move, GDXJ. And we had a little bit of volume, not a big increase in volume coming in on Friday. Week over week, not a huge increase in volume. What does pique my interest, Chuck, is that gold tracks the yen. And the yen had a big move on Friday that bumped it up over the 50-period moving average for the first time since back in September of this year. The 200 is right there. If it gets over the 200, if anybody puts a side-by-side graph of the Japanese yen, the XJY, and puts it beside gold, you're going to see virtually the exact movement, the exact chart pattern. Gold and the yen track each other. So I'm interested because this pop is being confirmed by this move in the yen. So further upside in the yen, further upside in gold gets me a little more excited about going long this trade.
So you need to see some upside before you go long in gold. What are you going to play if and when you see that upside to get long in gold?
On the U.S. side, because of course I trade in Canada and the U.S., I will be looking to get long GDXJ and GDX. And in Canada, that would be XGD.TO and ZJG.TO. Those would be my first plays that I go to in gold.
So you're going to go with the miners as opposed to the commodity itself. Why?
Because if this move in the commodity starts to accelerate, those junior miners are the first one that people start to go after. The cheaper stocks, a lot of people like buying cheaper stocks. And that's what makes up those junior miners. And they will usually, in the beginning of any sustained move, they'll outperform the seniors by about 2 to 1. And that's going back in the last 9 years that I've traded them and kept track. That's what I've found. Doesn't mean they're going to do that the next time they go up, but historically, that's what I found.
If you get to where you have the buy point, what are you going to be looking at in terms of how long you'll hold it? I mean, this is a swing trade. What are you looking to get out of it? What's going to be your profit point? What's going to be your stop loss?
The GDXJ, right now it's trading at 32.40. My first profit target would be 33.51. So I would probably be watching if it moves over 32.58, I would probably be looking for to start along. Watching it again at 33.51, which is the 50 period moving average, and then again at 34.29, which is the 200 day moving average. Gold is a volatile trade. The miners are a volatile trade. I've traded them a lot. You have to let them just gyrate back and forth. And as long as you get that uptrend starting to form, higher lows, higher highs, you have to allow them a little bit of volatility to stay with the trade.
Again, this is a trade that you're looking to make. If you don't see the right action, you will walk away. How long would you then walk away from? I mean, if you don't see the movement you're expecting in the next couple of days, then you have to reevaluate the whole situation. If you didn't,
I will reevaluate the whole situation. The yen has to move. So the yen is at, the Japanese yen Philadelphia index is at 89.21. The 200 period moving average is at 89.47. The 50 period moving average, 88.77. We're in a tight little square. The yen's either going to jump through that 200, which will be very bullish for gold, which I think will start to accelerate the miners, or we're going to pull back. And this has been nothing more than one of these Friday bounces, which I've seen over and over again. But this week, whether I've seen other bounces on Friday, I haven't seen as much excitement as I've read about this weekend. And I love trading the metals. I'm not seeing anything to get me that excited the way other people are excited, but that may change within the next few hours.
Right. That's why
I put some of that money to work for you with the high yield, only investing in gold and silver can bring.
Well, you just heard the why not. We need to see the yen move, but if you see the yen move, then
I love gold.
Yep. Petra's going to be going for gold through the GDX and the GDXJ. Petra, thanks as always for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Chuck. Have a great day.
Petra Hess is the editor at Petra's Picks. They're online at PetraPicks.com. She's part of the Raging Bull community. Okay, up next on Money Life.
Weird stuff.
Yeah, it's the weird financial news. And then
danger.
Yeah, the Danger Zone with David Trainer. And then Harry Dent. Oh, yeah. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.